Good morning. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up. I'm Steve Gopher, Y102 News, and here's what's happening. One man is heading to jail after being sentenced on drug charges here in Mecosta County. 39-year-old Matavius Alonzo Tate of Clio was arrested back in September after police found marijuana, cocaine, pills, and more than $42,000 at his Big Rapids apartment. As part of a plea deal with prosecutors, Tate pled guilty to possession with intent to deliver cocaine, possession with intent to deliver hydrocodone, and maintaining a drug house. His remaining charges were dismissed by prosecutors. Tate also was sentenced in a separate drug case. Both of his sentences will run concurrently. The Michigan Lottery is apologizing for a television technical problem that told players that it was a special bonus drawing when it wasn't. The mistake happened during Monday night's Daily 3 and Daily 4 drawing. In the case of an actual bonus drawing, it would have meant even more prize money for those with the winning lottery numbers. The daily drawings are among the most popular of Michigan Lottery games, accounting for nearly 25% of annual plays. A skate park in the city of Big Rapids is one step closer to becoming reality. Tim Burke has the details.
Plans for a skate park in Big Rapids are moving forward. The skate park committee met with City Manager Mark Gifford and Parks and Recreation Director Heather Bowman on Tuesday. Gifford says he's optimistic about the project.
I think we have a great group here who's interested in making a skate park happen. I really feel like this is our opportunity to make it a reality in the community.
It was the group's second meeting, and preliminary plans call for a two-pronged approach, with the first phase installing a street skateboarding portion with obstacles such as rails, park benches, and ditches. The second phase will install a bowl-type structure for vert or transition skateboarding. It was also agreed that Hemlock Park would be the best location. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
A new bill has been introduced that will allow motorists to use smartphones to present copies of vehicle registrations when requested by police officers during traffic stops or accidents. Sponsors say electronics are moving things forward into the future, and drivers no longer will have a chance to be without such documents. The State Board of Education has adopted a statement saying it is unanimously against issuing A to F grades for every public school here in Michigan. The bipartisan board opposes a letter grade accountability system as part of the state's plan to comply with a new federal education law. Superintendent Brian Whiston and the State Department of Education had planned to implement an A through F proposal, but recently changed course after considering feedback from board members and others. According to the IRS, more than $34 million in tax refunds are currently unclaimed by Michigan residents from past filings. Tim Burke has more.
The Internal Revenue Service says more than 33,000 Michiganians have unclaimed federal income tax refunds, averaging $763 per return, waiting to be claimed. A total of nearly $34 million may be due to those Michigan taxpayers who did not file a 2013 federal income tax return. To collect the money, taxpayers must file a 2013 return no later than this year's tax deadline. The IRS reminds taxpayers there is no penalty for filing a late return if a refund is due. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
And now you're up to date. I'm Steve. Go for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.